ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, where the principal of Holy Rosary Primary School in Port Moresby says the recent evictions carried out by the police at the 4 Mile settlement in the National Capital District were acts of inhumanity. Stanley Tony was among those to be thrown out of their homes, and he claims that as many as 5,000 men, women and children have been left with nowhere to go. Now the head teacher is calling on local MPs and Governor Powers Parkop to step in and offer immediate assistance to those in need.
The policemen, they came in, 40 to 50 vehicles, they came in and they served the notice. And that was, in the notice that was served, it says 21 days of notice to vacate the area. However, the process was not been honored, and they just came in on the first day, the very first day, and they started evicting the people when the place was really wet and rainy. The number of people that were now currently being affected are 5,000, 4,000 to 5,000 people, with households being demolished, whatever that they have. Now, in here, for my work's compound, it is now, it's backdated to three to four generations that we have lived there, we have resided here. And unfortunately, the eviction that took place is very inhuman. And, according to humanitarian grounds, it must be honored through a process by, getting us a resettlement package, providing us land, and, getting us all those basic amenities correct before they do any evictions. And in particular, right now, what the eviction that is taking place here, it is really not friendly. It's not really friendly to us. And therefore, currently, as I'm talking, the people are also removing their little bit of building properties that they have. They are removing it. But they're doing it without focus, meaning that they don't know where to go. And that is where they come when the school also commences. The kids are also displaced, and the kids are kids. And, every one of us, we're all traumatized.
How are the people coping since the eviction?
They're all confused. People are confused. They don't know where to go now. Some, in such a place like a metropolitan city like that, families, they live their life. They live their life independently. So we will become another obstacle. You see, we become another obstacle leaving our properties and going to them. You see, they can't accept us. So we live our own here, and then, people are now confused and they're traumatized. They don't actually know where to go.
Can you tell me what are some of the specific challenges that people are facing before or during the eviction process?
Some of the challenges that are faced by our current people here is, their lives are now becoming hopeless now. They don't know where to go. That's it. And they are left homeless. They're left homeless. And school children have mostly been affected. And likewise, we have elderly people who also are housed in the area where people are now, shouldering them. They're now taking them out now. All these things are now currently happening here at 4 Mile. So, our little livelihood, people are mostly depending on a little SME marketing and all the stuff to do the survival. Not everyone is employed. Some of us, we are involved in, being in the public industry. We are working as a government public servants. And some are working with the private sectors. But majority of the people are depending entirely on the little things that they do, SME, little house rents that they collect, and the little stores that they put up, the little market stalls that they are putting. All these things are now going down to hassles, and currently it's really affecting the livelihood of the people. Currently, right now, it's now the third consecutive day of the eviction, and we did not get any assistance from anyone and anybody or any organization, nothing. We are still, we are still left idle. Elected members that we were like, depending that they should come and to assist us. There's nothing. Even our governor, entity governor, sent a delegation to come here. We are still waiting.
So what other steps can people take, or how can they, seek support in terms of housing or improving, what's happening right now to them?
Our little, structures that we put up, it's all been demolished down to the ground. Yesterday we had somebody from Port Moresby Northeast. He came around and he promised us, he told us that there's going to be a land available that he will make it available to the office of the Port Moresby Northeast. Send it everyone here. We will get the database, get the household names, and then we will submit it to him. And he will survey and provide us with some, assistance to providing us some land. But we're still waiting for the members of parliament, especially Honorable John Cowper and Honorable Lawyer Bo Samuel. He's also a member, and not forgetting our governor, Honorable Powers Parkop. As a public servant, working here in Port Moresby, housing is, as we all know, housing is not a condition to employment. That is what, it's an act that every One is, you know, facing that housing issue. With our little salaries that we earn, it cannot really assist us. So as for myself, after, you know, being in the department for the last 27 years, I actually did not sleep in one of those houses that are provided in the school. I am sleeping in a settlement here to provide the, you know, the noble profession as teacher and providing education for a young and upcoming generation, the leaders of tomorrow. We are concentrating, we are, you know, very committed, dedicated to what we are doing. But on the other side of the coin, you see, they should also think about our welfare, which is really a hindrance, which the government is not looking into that. There are also some other public servants who are also residing here, and, you know, very big people who are residing here.
This will also impact work for those that are working in private and government sectors, especially living in the 4 Mile settlement that were evicted.
People down at 2 Mile, when they have been affected, 800 children have been left non-attending schools, 800 students. And likewise here at 4 Mile, it is the same scenario. It's going to happen here. So it's the beginning of the year. We are now going into week two of schooling. I think our little kids here are amounting to, you know, numbering to 1,000 plus students here. They will not be going to school. As I am talking right now, I am, you know, psychologically, I'm traumatized. And I cannot perform. I'm a school leader. I should be attending to school. But, you know, you go to work when the house is in order. And currently, as I'm speaking, I cannot go to work, leaving my families and leaving my people behind. Likewise, the school children are also, you know, they're also dependent, entirely dependent on the parents. And the parents, you know, when the homes are in order, then we should be, like, going to work and providing the good services to the government.
What would you like to appeal, whether to, you know, NGOs or local members?
Those are our leaders. Those are our leaders. And, you know, that's common sense. That's common sense that they should, you know, come in to assist. It is now the third day and we have not heard from them. People would like to see their faces and would like to converse and have dialogue with them. And, you know, their presence will give us courage and, you know, courage and confidence that they are thinking about our welfare and all the stuff. But it's not really happening here. I'm appealing to all my good families and victims, 10,000 plus victims who are now suffering here, that, you know, get confidence, get over it, and we need to... you know, formalities will also take place. Members of parliament that we have elected them to come forward. Even the prime minister of the country need to come down to the roots here, to the roots level, because we are his people and we are in the heart of Port Moresby, the metropolitan society of Papua New Guinea.
I wonder if the Prime Minister will make a visit. Pretty extraordinary state of affairs, but not unusual in Papua New Guinea. School principal Stanley Tony talking there to Godwin Aki on the line from Port Moresby.